Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We got ticket texts. We got phone calls to get to. It's NFL draft day. Your draft crush for the Detroit Lions. Have you fallen in love with anyone during this process? And John has made it very clear for more than a month now. You want Gray Zabel.
Yep.
Flexible, multi-position, offensive lineman.
Plug and play.
Water the garden. Mm-hmm. And you think he's the best of the group that could be there. And we say could because, John, I think that's part of the issue at 28 is I admittedly have had a hard time picking one guy I truly fall in love with. If someone's there at 28, they may have some warts. And for me, the player who is just the best of the bunch is James Pierce Jr. And there may be some big warts, and they may not even have him on their board, and in which case, I'll defer to Dan Campbell looking him in the eyes and saying, he's a knucklehead, I don't want him. But if they look at him and say, dynamic football player, we need to just get him in our room, get him in our culture, I don't know that there's a better pass rusher who will be available at 28, pure get-to-the-quarterback pass rusher in this draft at 28 than James Pierce Jr.
And what we don't know is every draft is going to take a life of its own. It's going to create its own identity. And I think we all believe Cam Ward is going number one overall. But then what happens after that? And we know it's going to be Abdul Carter. It's going to be, Travis is going to be out. Travis Hunter is going to be one of those guys as well. There are going to be certain guys that go at the top of the draft board. But then is there a run on tackles? Is there a run on defensive backs? Is there a run on defensive ends, defensive tackles? Once that starts happening, it's going to push another position group down. So if there is a run on edge defenders and defensive tackles, that could push Gray Zabel, a guy like that, down to 28.
That's a great point.
And that's where... That's the beauty of the 28th, the mystery, I'd say. Maybe not the beauty, but the mystery of picking in the late 20s is you just have no idea who is going to be available at the time. And like Terrion Arnold, didn't think he was going to be available as late as 24 last year, so they go up and get him. Is there a guy where they think, hey, there's no chance, you know, Mikel Williams.
Sure.
Or James Pierce. Or Gray Zabel. Like, if that's the guy they want, they didn't think he'd be available because they talk amongst themselves. They know what's going on around the NFL much more so than we do. And he's available at 23. That's the guy we want. Let's start making some calls.
Yeah.
And are we going to go up and get one of those guys? Or are we just, is nobody going to answer that call and we're going to sit there and pick a 28?
Yeah, with the edge guys, I just think there's warts with all of them. Like for Mikel Williams, you're going, boy, he's underdeveloped. They may think that's a positive, that they can unlock more of him. But for me, that's not a guy who's making a big impact in year one. With Ezeraku, the pass rusher out of Boston College, I think Dave Burkett has him going to the Lions in his last mock. Maybe more of a 3-4 guy. Now, good character, 2-time captain.
Right, yeah. So 3-4 guy. You're basically talking about a pass rush specialist.
And you could say the same thing about James Pierce. My point is, of all the group, I think the guy that best gets to the quarterback is Pierce. So if he can pass the character evaluations on a personal level, that's the guy I would take. Let's get to the phones. Brian in Ann Arbor, you're on 97.1.
John, love Gray Zabel. Don't think he's going to be there. What's wild about this draft, though, is three very deep positions are interior defensive line, end, and interior offensive line. And those happen to be probably the three biggest needs of the Lions. Between the first and second pick, I want them to knock two of those three positions. My crush guy is a guy that I'd like to see him get in the second round, and that's TJ Sanders, defensive tackle out of South Carolina. Kind of like one of the other callers said, you got to look at on-field production and athletic. That seems to be things that Holmes really, really favors. TJ Sanders is more of an interior rusher. He's got positional versatility. He could play, you know, they could move him around. Put him next to Aleem Neal, who's your big run clogger. You've got interior pressure, very athletic, consistent production the last few years in a row, 4.5, 5 sacks, which those numbers aren't insane, but he's an interior guy. He's a guy that could definitely be there at 60, or at a minimum, you know, maybe a little earlier than that in the second round where they can move up and snag him without giving up a whole ton of premium draft capital. But if Gray Zabel sitting there at 28, that's a very tough guy to pass on, especially considering that we have a couple of older players in Frank. He's probably not going to be around for a whole lot longer. You have Glasgow, who's, you know, near the end of his career. You're going to have Mahogany starting, who's a rookie who showed a lot of promise. If you can get a premium interior guy who could back up, play guard this year, and maybe looking at sliding into center when Frank hangs it up, which is probably going to be in the next couple seasons, I think he'd be a very hard guy to pass on if he's there at 28.
Yeah, it's getting echoed a lot. I think Elliot and Alan Park wants to make a good point, too. You're on 97.1.
Hi, guys. I've got two picks. Of course, I'd love Gray Zabel. I don't think he'll be there. Then I'd opt for Tyler Booker. I don't think he'll be there. I think a safe option and a good player, day one starter, would be the guard from Ohio State, Donovan Jackson. But, John, I'd like to ask for your input on my second-round pick, the center from Georgia, Jared Wilson. What do you think about him?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
So I think he's a little bit limited athletically. We've been spoiled with what we've seen from Frank. I think he's a guy, Jared Wilson's a guy that knows the game. He's a guy that gets the maximum out of his ability because he's a high IQ guy. I think he's a little bit limited athletically and won't be able to do some of the things that Frank does. But we're also talking about a guy who's an all-pro center. So you're not always going to replace an all-pro with an all-pro. So that's my only concern is his ability to get to that second level to pick up some of those linebackers. his ability to be used as a puller from the center position, and his athletic ability in regards to if he makes a mistake or he oversets, how can he recover? But he doesn't make a lot of those mistakes, so you kind of are in position to not have to utilize that athletic ability.
Ticket Texture says that Jihad Campbell, freak athlete, would love to see him in Honolulu Blue. That's Austin and Grand Blanc. Another guy said, I didn't have a draft crush, but after that last phone caller, the guy that called in about Jihad Campbell,
yeah,
that's my guy now. He makes a lot of sense in terms of the position versatility on this front. He does. Texture says, Jim wants the guy who's been called completely uncoachable. And another person says, I don't even think it's off the field. I just don't think he's a good fit. They like bigger ends.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, Mykal Williams is the coaching staff fit, right? Bigger, longer, can play the run, has the pass rushing upside they can unlock. Mykal Williams is a very Lions pick.
Mykal Williams, yes. Or Shamar Stewart.
Yes, but
feels like it fits a little bit better in regards to a bigger edge. Maybe not he's not the pass rusher that Aiden is, never will be. He's probably not the pass rusher that Mykal Williams is, not the upside, but Shamar Stewart maybe has the more every down type of ability.
Between the two, Stewart and Williams, they both have sky high ceilings because of the athleticism. Williams showed you a little more production last year, right?
Yeah, and one of the things I like about Mykal Williams was, he wasn't worried about the numbers. He seems like a Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell type of guy because he was dinged up last year. His numbers didn't match what they were in 23, but he still went out there and played. He wasn't concerned with, well, I can't be 100%, so I'm not playing. I don't want to affect my draft status.
So a couple notes on him, and I know we're up against it. His pro day, he ran a 4.7 40, slow. He had an ankle injury last year. Production dipped. Those are reasons a guy falls into your lap at 28.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. The recipe's there. For him to be a lion at the end of the night.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.